But the president yesterday unveiling that ambitious economic recovery and reconstruction plan. At its center, it promises job creation, mass industrialization, energy commitment, and importantly, 100 billion rand committed for job creation over the next 3 years, with a particular focus on small businesses. Predictably, you could say, opposition parties slammed the plan. They're saying it's a rehash of old economic plans. They've questioned the capacity, they've questioned the willingness of the state to implement the plan. And really the big question this morning, is it credible? And I'm asking you on 011-883-0702, what is it you would have liked to hear from the president as far as this plan is concerned? A big talking point is, of course, around the unemployment grant, the extension of it. The president says 3 more months and that's it. We can't afford to go beyond that, the president says. And I wonder if it's going to backfire. You heard a call there a little earlier on, Jonathan saying to us that many people are already queuing up for that plan because they need access to that cash. We've got our own Bruce Whitfield to give us some analysis on this. Bruce, I thought you were on the phone, but you're on Skype. Thank you for joining us. What did you think of the president's plan? Is it credible? Will it work?
It's the regrowth and blah, blah, blah. It's like a rehash and a rejigging and a restating of many plans past. But again, this is a negotiated plan. This is a plan that is negotiated at NEDLAC. It is, I think, the best that we can do under the circumstances. People are worrying at the end of January that this additional money that comes from social grants is going to run out. Well, the problem is that we are running out of money, Bongani. I mean, there's absolutely no two ways about it. We've got a government that has inherited a broken state. It has inherited a rapidly declining tax take, and it is spending more money than it has ever spent before. And somehow this has got to change, and it's now up to the finance minister to deliver the bad news and somehow to rejig the budgets in order to make this plan work. 100 billion rand in infrastructure spend, as well as Zimo Vavi was reminding us on social media last night, every single president in our history has been talking about infrastructure spend, and there's been a fair amount of infrastructure. It has happened, but so much money has been stolen. And what I did like about the president's speech yesterday was his personal accountability. For the first time, hearing him saying, I will oversee this. I will do this. I will make sure that there is not political intervention when it comes to arrests, for example. And I just felt Ace Magashule begin to just to shrink a little bit in his seat and go, that is my president telling me as Secretary General that perhaps my days are numbered. And well, Hollywood style arrest or not, things are changing. The climate is changing. The problem here, Bongani, is time. We don't have time. The president's 800,000 jobs in the next couple of months. Oh, please. Please spend.
Yeah, I mean, because Bruce, you'll be forgiven for the cynicism of opposition parties and critics of this plan, because as you say, we've heard infrastructure development plans before. Jacob Zuma told us 2011 was the year of job creation, right? This is the kind of thing. Will the center hold, though, right? Will he be able to marshal his forces? Because quite often we've seen cabinet ministers working in silos, each perhaps thinking about their own political futures and their own personal career ambitions, not really being able to, you know, stay on message, stay in line. Will the center hold?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, if there are any cabinet ministers listening this morning, if you don't get on board, you are going to be out at the next general election. This is make or break time. This is the last chance saloon. This is every cliche you've ever heard, because people are fed up with the way in which the ANC has mismanaged the economy for the last decade. The ANC's first decade of economic management was masterful. It really was. The last decade of looting and theft and plundering and skullduggery and just the tone of government has been so destructive. And now we've got to deal with the consequences. We don't like having to deal with consequences, but I'm afraid we do. This is how we have to face up. Otherwise, the future is bleak indeed. And I just, the most positive thing I heard from the president last night was the list listing of state-owned enterprises, or the partial listing of state-owned enterprises. He's got to find a way to raise money. He's not going to get it from taxpayers, because there are fewer and fewer taxpayers. Many really rich ones have emigrated. Many who were taxpayers in January are, through no choice of their own, no longer taxpayers because they've lost their jobs. We haven't seen wage increases. We've seen wage declines in real terms in many cases. And so the tax take is going to be under pressure. Corporates are not reporting profits. So by the partial listing of SOEs, telecom style, you put assets onto the JSE, and they have to fulfill huge regulatory requirements in order to do so. That way, pension funds can choose whether or not to invest in those. They put pressure on management teams, and you should get better governance as a result. Yeah. But this is a 3-4-5 year process, Bongani. We don't wave a magic wand and make the Zuma years disappear. You simply can't do that. This is hard work. Thomas Edison, one last thing for you, Bill Bongani. Thomas Edison said, here's the problem with the future. It comes dressed in overalls, and it looks like work. And I mean, this is one of the world's greatest inventors, and I'm afraid we've all got to put on overalls, yeah, preferably not red ones, and do some work.
Look, a lot of people listening to this conversation, Bruce, will wonder about the postponement of the mini budget, right? Speculation now is that because there isn't any money in the kitty, Didon Mboweni is pulling his hair out to try and make these announcements the president make work. But also, speculation is around the rise of taxes with an already shrinking tax base, as you've just outlined. Will that work?
No, it won't. Absolutely not. It doesn't work. You start raising taxes in an environment where people aren't making any money, and you start squeezing the goose that lays the golden egg, and suddenly many of those geese will fly. I mean, I'm stretching any example here, but I mean, I think the few taxpayers that are left, and there's some 3 million taxpayers who pay more than 50% of South Africa's taxes. I mean, we've got too few people paying too much money to support too many people already. Yes, there could be an attempt to try and raise some taxes. I suspect there will be an attempt to raise some taxes, but you do that at a huge risk to the fiscus in the future.
But what do you do?
Huge risk.
What do you do? Because now the president says, listen, 3 more months, and that's all we can afford for the unemployment grant. And yet we know, as I was saying earlier, poor people revolt, not because they're not rich, but because you take away what little they already have. Will that backfire?
Yeah. But it was always going to backfire, Bongani. It was always going to backfire. You put in an emergency grant, people get used to that emergency grant, and it keeps them from the very edge of disaster. Somehow, there are two options here. You've got to get growth, and you've got to get growth going quickly, and you get growth going by confidence, you get confidence going by certainty, and that certainty is what the president tried to provide the other day. The trouble is, far too many of us have heard politicians make promises for far too long and have failed to deliver on them. And I have no doubt that the president has the best wishes and the best will in the world. I think he's a fine individual. Every interaction I've ever had with him one-on-one has been nothing short of remarkable. But here's the problem. He doesn't have a team who can do this. So what does he do? He's got to lean on the private sector. And the private sector has done a deal. The private sector has said, you do it this way and we're on board. We will help. Now what the president has got to do is he's got to bring a ragtag cabinet of people who are, yeah, some people who are incapable, some people who are uninterested, and some people who are simply looking at their political futures and wondering which side of history am I going to fall on. This is a big and important time for us as a country, Bongani.
Yes, indeed.
It really is.
Yes, indeed, Bruce. We'll have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Up next, we're going to be talking to Adrian Gore, the big titan of Discovery Group, to get his reaction and maybe some more comments around what you are saying as far as private sector involvement. But we know our economy is basically on life support, right? It was mismanaged and looted for many, many years. Is it now time to pay for all those mistakes?